On a phone line, it says Matt. Matt, this is John Williams, and you're on WGN Radio. How are you, Matt?
Good, John. How are you?
Pretty good. Matt, I don't know what your last name is. What's your last name?
Williams.
Oh, I'm familiar with that name, but you're not related to me. Are you, Matt?
No.
I understand through a mutual friend of ours, that would be your coach or one of them, Matt Bubala, my former producer, Matt Bubala, one of our hosts here, a man named Matt Bubala, that the Tri-Cities Little League is going to host its sixth annual Challenger Jamboree this weekend at 11 a.m. at Randall Oaks facilities in West Dundee. That'll be September 10th. District 13 will celebrate another successful year of the Challenger program while hoping to attract new players, volunteers, sponsors, and more. What are you guys doing there beyond that? I understand that there's some other things going on. Why do they call it the Challenger Jamboree?
So this event, John, is a bigger event than what we have in each of the individual leagues. So this event, we take all the players from across the Chicagoland area that's in the Challenger program, and we bring them all together at Randall Oaks to play baseball games against each other. So they're playing people from across the area they would not be able to in their local leagues.
Why not?
Because each league plays against their own teams, and this event allows other leagues to play other leagues.
But there's also a handicapped accessible component to this, right? Aren't there some disabled kids that are participating with you guys?
Yes, that's the entire premise of the Challenger program. It's a division of Little League that allows any player with a physical, intellectual, or developmental disability to participate in Little League.
Oh, I see. Well, so I'm sorry then. I don't know anything about this, Matt. Is it a league for those kids per se?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Well, then do they sort of buddy up with another kid to kind of help them?
Yes, it's one of the fundamental components of Challenger. So at each game they play or at our Jamboree, they'll be buddied with a mainstream Little League player who will be there to support them on the field, foster friendships, protect them on the field, but also just teach them the game of baseball.
Huh. So like if we're at second base, will there be two kids at second base then?
Yes.
And do you guys do it that way just for this one day, the Jamboree, or is there a league that does that all year long?
So all the leagues in our division, Bartlett, Woodstock, Tri-Cities, and Lake Zurich, they all follow this that method of using the buddy system during their regular season games, and we'll also be using it at Tri-Cities on Sunday.
I see. So then will it be you guys going to play a game or games against each other this way?
Yes. So each league we have a total of 10 teams. Each team will be two sections of games, each team playing once.
And then how does the pitching go? Are these kids able to hit well, you know, overhand pitched balls, or do you put it on a tee? How do you do that?
Well, it varies on the player. We do have the coach will pitch, and it'll either be an overhand throw, underhand throw, or on the tee. It just depends on the player's individual ability.
Wow. You know, I've spent my whole life playing ball or watching my kids, and I've never heard of something like this. I think this is a fantastic idea.
It's quite an amazing program.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're here to tell me that it's as rewarding for you as maybe those kids, huh?
Yes, and when I started in Challengers when I was age five, it really allowed me to open a lot of doors for me. It allowed me to play sports since I wouldn't be able to with my physical disability.
Oh, I'm sorry. See, I'm having this conversation with you thinking you are not the one with the physical disability. You are.
Yes, and I'm also serving as this year's event co-chair. So in addition to participating in the event, I'll also be I've been helping out with a lot of the planning of the event throughout the summer.
How old are you?
16.
What is your physical disability? How is it that you're not able to play baseball like the other kids, Matt?
I have a disability called cerebral palsy. It makes sometimes some tasks like running, walking, sometimes slower, those kind of things. And in a mainstream game, not be able to participate as much as my speed might become an issue. For example, yeah. In our league, there's no out, strikes, balls, none of that. Everyone gets on base. Everyone scores.
Huh. So you enjoy playing baseball?
Absolutely.
Huh. Well, that's just fantastic. So that's going on this weekend then?
Yes. So this Sunday, our games will start at 11:30 and go till 2:30. Again, right out at the Randall Oaks baseball facility on Randall Road, north of Route 72.
Well, what can we do for you guys? I mean, come out and cheer them on. I presume this is a fundraiser for the league and for the program as well?
Yes, but one thing we do ask the listeners to come out to is come out and visit us. It really helps to have a big cheering section for our players.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so let's make it clear now one more time when and where you're playing. It's going to be Saturday from 1 to 3, did you say?
Sunday.
See, that's why we need to repeat this. I'm writing it down. Sunday. Keep going.
Sunday at 11:30 to 2:30 at the Randall Oaks Baseball Facility.
Like I said, Saturday 1 to 3. No, John, it's Sunday from 11 to...
Yes.
Keep going.
at the Randall Oaks Baseball Facility in West Dundee on Randall Road.
Okay. All right, Matt Williams, anything else I can do for you about this? It sounds like you've got things better organized than I do the things I'm supposed to organize. Why don't you come do radio talk shows, and I'll just go stand in some stands somewhere and cheer people on. Does that sound like a good plan?
I'd be up to that.
So what year are you in school then?
Sophomore.
Sophomore. And what are your plans after high school?
I'll be going to college. I'm still looking at majors, but... my wheels are turning.
Well, let them turn around broadcasting a little bit. I hate to encourage people to get into this lousy business, but if that's something you want to do down the road, you and I will stay in touch, okay?
All righty.
Hey, Matt, thanks for the information on this. Oh, and one other thing. Is there a website that people should go to or click on?
Yes, it is IllinoisDistrict13.com.
Just like that, IllinoisDistrict13.com. IllinoisDistrict13.com. All right, Matt, well done. Thanks for visiting with us. Good luck to you. You're going to have nice weather. Have a great Sunday, okay?
Thank you, John.
Thanks for visiting with us. Wow, maybe you're familiar with that Challenger program. I'm not. I'm so glad that exists.